Brady, America's most opinionated mortgage broker, here on Bloodhound Blog, speaking with Heather Fernandez. And Heather Fernandez is going to talk to us today. She's from Trulia, and she's going to talk to us about some of the exciting developments that you're seeing released on Trulia today. Heather, are you with us?
I am. Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic.
I imagine all the Trulians are excited.
Well, all the Trulians are excited, and frankly, all of the Trulians are still here in the office at whatever time it is this evening.
Yes. Well, I thought what we'd do tonight, if you would be kind enough to walk us through it, is just kind of talk a little bit about Trulia, and then talk about some of the new things that are coming out, I guess, in a couple of hours or a little bit later, and how the real estate professional and mortgage professional might benefit from participating in some of the new exciting things that are happening on Trulia.
Sure, I'd love to do that.
How about a little background on Trulia, Heather?
For sure. For those of you that don't know Trulia, what we are is we're a real estate search engine. Our focus is on helping consumers find homes for sale and to make smarter decisions in the home buying process. And that's always been our mission. We were founded in September of 2005 by two guys out of Stanford Business School named Pete Flint and Sami Inkinen. They started with 100,000 listings, mostly in California, and today we're at roughly 2 million listings total on Trulia. Those listings all come from relationships that we have with brokerage firms and franchisors across the U.S.
So 2 years ago you had 100,000 listings, is that correct?
Don't quote me on the exact number, but yes, something like that. And today we're at roughly 2 million.
Okay. So this is your strategy, if you will, has just been to really identify these local and national companies that are able to provide this listing content.
Well, we knew that it was important to have critical mass of listings if we were to be taken seriously as a company. So the way for us to do that was to be very clear at the outset that we had two audiences that we were serving, in a sense. One is the end consumer. So we've built this site that we think is a fantastic user experience meant to help consumers make smart decisions. The second and equally important audience are the real estate professionals. So we could have gone in and just scraped every listing that's on the web today, and we'd probably have 5 million listings on Trulia,
sure.
80% of which would have been crap, frankly.
Yes.
Instead, we decided to go with a slow build, and Sami Inkinen spends probably 60% of his time on the road meeting with brokers in order for us to build that critical mass.
So you're getting your content from realtors. How are you making money?
We are an entirely advertising-based model.
Okay.
So we are not looking to get into the commission business. You guys can do that. What we know is that, according to the NAR, 80% of people during the home buying process go online.
Yes.
When you're online, you have a very targeted and very measurable advertising spend. That's something that we've tried to educate a lot of our partners on, and we're starting to see that that's catching on.
Is it working?
Absolutely. Our focus initially was to build critical mass. You can't sell advertising against an audience of 10.
Yes.
We, like I said, are now at 1.5 million uniques per month.
Okay, back up. What is uniques?
That means unique visitors to our site per month. So there are 1.5 million people.
So if you have 4.5 million hits, that could be someone who comes 3 or 4 times. That's 1.5 million that come from an IP address, or
looking at visits versus uniques.
Okay.
So you could count these and say, you know, this is how many page views we have. And, you know, that's going to be probably 10x whatever your visits number is.
Okay.
What we think is an important, and those are all important metrics, but a key metric is how many individual uniques are coming to the site every month. And that's something that we've seen double-digit growth in month over month. In fact, according to ComScore, we are the fastest growing real estate site on the web, according to the numbers that they've just published.
Well,
we've certainly got a long way to go, but we are growing quickly and looking forward to getting there.
And you guys know a little something about this 1.5 million people a month that come here. They're not just anybody, are they?
We do. It's clearly important to our advertisers and to us to know who's on Trulia. You know, are they on Trulia because they want to know what Paris Hilton did last night or to buy some shoes or for coin collecting? Well, no, they're not on Trulia for any of that. Of those users on Trulia, we know that 70% of them are in the market to buy a home in the next year. fully 50% intend to buy in the next 6 months.
Wow.
We know that 60% of people on Trulia are not yet working with an agent. We know that roughly half of the users on Trulia are current homeowners. So we have a highly targeted audience of homeowners, home buyers, real estate professionals, and real estate enthusiasts that are coming on Trulia.
So, Heather, hang on. I'm a little bit of a numbers geek, so let me walk through this here.
Let's do it.
You've got 1.5 million unique people a month.
Correct.
Half those people own homes, and half are going to buy in the half are going to buy in the next 6 months.
Correct.
So that's 750,000, and 60% of them do not have representation at this moment.
Correct.
So there's 400,000 people a month coming to your website who are free agents. I mean, they're lost souls, so to speak. They're just
right.
trying to go.
It's astounding. I was actually talking to a user who lives in Atlanta probably 2 weeks ago. We got a hold of him because he emailed Trulia and sent us basically a love note. He said, "Thanks so much. I used you guys in my search process. I love you." I mean, he's a fantastic person to call, particularly on a bad day.
Sure.
So I gave him a call to hear his story. He was relocating from the Bay Area to Snellville, Georgia,
wow.
I think is the name. I hope I didn't get that wrong. Snellville. He knew where he was going to live. He knew that he wanted to live by a lake. He knew no one in Snellville. He stumbled upon Trulia, I think, because he read about it in a newspaper. Ended up using Trulia in his search. Didn't start with representation. Went to his first open house based on a home he found on Trulia. Met an agent at that open house. Ended up engaging that agent and purchasing a home.
Wow.
So we were a key part of that process, and that actually is exactly how we want it to work.
And wouldn't it have been better if that real estate professional was not found at the open house but was found on Trulia?
Well, and isn't that a nice question? Because until now, there was no way for that to happen.
So we'll move into your launch. You've got some exciting stuff coming out, well, today.
We do.
It's kind of like... It's kind of like the Match.com of real estate, isn't it?
I guess you could say that in a sense. What we know that we've got a group of people who are enthusiastic about real estate, homeowners and home buyers. We know that we've got real estate professionals. And until now, we've always taken users and sent them to the listing broker or agent website for more information. That's always been a core part of our model.
Okay.
But there was never an easy way to connect agents or mortgage professionals with the users on our site. Well, on Friday, we are launching something called Trulia Voices.
Okay.
Trulia Voices is a community, real questions and real answers from people just like you is the tagline. Because what we've learned in focus group after focus group is consumers do care about the quantitative side of the home buying equation, meaning is this home going to appreciate, or is it a good buy?
Yes.
But even more than that, they care about what's the curb appeal in this neighborhood.
I can think right now. I was in a neighborhood just the other day where two sides of the street. One side has a canyon view, the other one doesn't. It
right.
has trees view, and that's a real big question because if you ask anybody there, they'll tell you, and it can be proven with statistics that those with the canyon view, their homes are worth $50,000 or $60,000 more.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's going to be something that the voices would actually be able to address.
Absolutely. And that's something that the group of us sitting here in San Francisco, New York, and India, where we're based,
right.
could never answer. We would never attempt to answer it because we know that the folks at the local level, both homeowners, local residents, and real estate professionals, are the right people to answer those questions. So Trulia Voices is a forum where this can happen. So... if you're searching in San Francisco, for example, where we're located, and you want to understand, what traffic patterns are like or where's the best weather in the city,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you can enter, and you can get real answers from the Trulia Voices community.
And that community is going to be people that live in or work in San Francisco.
Absolutely. Like all of Trulia, everything is very localized. So if I'm entering this and I'm interested in Baltimore... I'm going to be taking the content about Baltimore. I don't care about San Diego, no offense, Brian, if I'm in Baltimore. I care about what's going on locally. So that's how the entire Trulia experience works. And you asked me, so, you know, what does this mean for real estate professionals?
Yes.
Well, frankly, this is now the first time on Trulia real estate professionals are going to be able to connect directly with the consumers that they serve.
So now, since this is a podcast, people aren't going to actually be able to see this, but they can go and look at it. But the description I had when I first looked at it was, you know, the light bulb went off and I went, hey, Heather, this is just like LinkedIn Q&A. Or at least it looked like that in its appearance, but it's going to be much more specific in dealing with real estate.
Absolutely. I mean, it frankly has everything to do with real estate. Now, there will be questions about what's the nightlife like in this area or, you know, what are my entertainment options.
But that's real estate related. That's real estate related.
Exactly, because that's all relevant to the real estate experience. There are a couple things on Trulia Voices that are going to make it easier for agents to market themselves.
Okay.
So the first thing is we've allowed everyone to set up an individual profile with a picture, with an About Me section, with links that can go directly to your website or to your blog, and with a Contact Me function.
Okay, so in the profile, and I had a chance to look at that.
Sure.
Can I actually put a link back to my website or web blog in the profile?
You're encouraged to do that, absolutely.
And that's coming from your site?
And that's coming from our site.
Which has a fairly substantial Google ranking.
This is correct.
So for SEO geeks out there, there's probably a reason to do this.
That was the intention with which we built it.
Excellent.
So that's number one. Build a robust profile, because when people find you, you want them to know that this is who you are and this is what you're all about. The second way to market yourself on Trulia Voices is to provide quality content. We're going to have top voices modules all over the site, as well as a leaderboard.
Yeah, I saw the leaderboard. It looks like a golf leaderboard. It's kind of neat. And that's actually where the participants and community rank the quality of your answers and questions. Is that correct?
That's correct. Every time you answer a question, the community has an opportunity to give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Now, you have to be registered in order to do that.
Okay.
Because we're not trying to attract spam. That's one way to get on the leaderboard. Another way is whenever someone answers a question, asks a question, they have the opportunity to select one best answer to their question. To get best answers is another way to get on that leaderboard.
Okay, so you guys have adopted another twist on the points system in Active Rain, except it's more qualitative than quantitative.
Well, the purpose behind our system is to help consumers identify who are the local experts.
Okay.
So that local expert may or may not be an agent or a real estate professional. It could be someone who lives locally.
That's pretty funny.
If I'm a real estate professional, I have an incentive to be the local expert.
Correct. I mean, you want to own that town. You want to be known as the expert.
I want to own San Francisco. If not San Francisco, I want to own this neighborhood in San Francisco. Or I want to own Ahwatukee in Phoenix.
Okay, this is a good point, because you pointed this out to me. I compared a lot of this to, I know you're familiar with it, the Zillow Q&A that they've done.
Sure.
And the big difference that I noticed was Zillow Q&A tends to be property specific, whereas with Trulia, I can determine if I want to be an expert on the United States, the Western United States, California. Am I correct on that? I mean, I pretty much
absolutely. San Diego, La Jolla, 94127.
Okay.
You know, wherever you want to be the local expert, you can be the local expert. Here's the key difference, and I actually think they have a great product. The key difference is that their questions are property specific.
Yes.
So when I moved to San Francisco, I didn't know Noe Valley from Potrero Hill, from The Mission, from Pack Heights. Those were all just names to me. If I wanted to say to someone, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I want a place with great ethnic food and lots of entertainment options and good parks and a good place to raise kids, where should I live? You can't ask that question on Zillow.
No, you
can't.
Because
it's a different product.
No, you can't. But you can ask them, you know, is it a fairly new roof or is it not? But this
Absolutely.
Is what's interesting to the real estate professional. Now that the light bulb just went off on me here. The reason this is interesting is because in the Zillow Q&A, a real estate professional will hopefully have captured, if you will, or had an opportunity to create a conversation with the buyer long before it got to, is the roof 2 years old or not? I think that a lot of these conversations, you know, it seems to me, maybe this is a wrong analogy, but you tell me if I'm getting close onto it.
Sure.
Zillow Q&A is like the open house. A consumer can walk into the open house and say, is the roof new or not? Whereas Trulia is the Starbucks, where the people are going to walk in and actually meet run into a realtor who's talking about the neighborhood with 15 other people, and they're going to say, well, this gal really knows a lot about Solana Beach, California.
You know, I've not thought about it that way, but that's probably a pretty good analogy. You know, Trulia Voices is like the town hall.
Yes.
Where all the local experts, whether it's the local accountant,
Chamber of Commerce meeting, or I don't know, something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Something where people who are local, who know about local stuff, show up. So if I want to know where the best, what's the best
Chinese restaurant,
is there a great emerging neighborhood where I can buy a home for a value that's safe? I can go ahead and ask that question in Trulia Voices.
That's interesting. So for a real estate professional, you're moving them farther, you're moving them closer to the potential consumer. You're coming along the marketing channel, you're moving back farther on the channel. Whereas the Zillow model would be like an open house. Anyway, I don't want to get hung up on the Zillow
that's
thing.
That's potentially true. No, but that's a decent analogy.
So
we're really excited. You know, the third thing, I named the first two, so build a robust profile page. Second is provide quality answers, so you end up on the leaderboard. And the third is we know that agents or real estate professionals are not going to come to Trulia every day because
right.
we're all busy. I'm going to be there every day, but that's because it's my job. Everyone else has jobs.
Right.
So what we've done is we've set up email alerts so that if I want, or for you, for example, if you want to know every time someone in San Diego asks a financing question,
right.
you'll be alerted directly to your inbox.
Oh, that's huge.
Set that up on Trulia Voices.
That's huge. So if people want to know, you know, that's interesting. Could I break that down? And this is for the mortgage folks that listen. Can I break that down? I can break that down by neighborhood, correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I can see a perfect analogy. If someone asks a question about a certain area of Phoenix, does this qualify for the Neighborhood Advantage Program, which is geared towards certain census tracts? That's interesting. So even for a mortgage broker, there's a reason to go geographical on some of these questions.
Absolutely. I mean, if you've got a broad geographic reach, then you can go ahead and target a broader spectrum. But if you just focus on either a specific neighborhood or there are specific issues in a specific locale, you can go ahead and target that area as well.
Okay. So, folks, also, and I'm always comparing this to LinkedIn just because it looks a lot like it to me, but there's categories that, and the one particular one that I liked was the financing category. I can't get ranked in the categories yet, but can I actually get all the questions in a certain category and a certain zip code?
Yes, you can. Wait, all the questions?
If I just want to get the financing questions. I don't care about everything else.
And you want just financing in San Diego?
Yes.
Yes, you can absolutely do that.
Home run. Okay.
Absolutely. And the way you do that is do a search on Trulia.
Yes.
On Trulia Voices for San Diego.
Yes.
You click on the financing category.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you click on the subscribe button, and I'm looking at it right now, it says send me email alerts when any question in San Diego and financing is asked.
And you also can find them out on an RSS feed, too, right?
Absolutely. You sure can.
So if you are a super geek, that's even better.
You know, we've got quite a few super geeks here at Trulia.
There's a lot of super geeks in real estate, too.
We've got a high level of super geek options.
Hey, we talked about the I'm going to keep coming back to this because while it has never been important to me, I never realized how important it was till I actually got a little SEO Google juice, so to speak.
Sure.
Again, you guys have a pretty high rating, and if I'm putting links in my profile, am I allowed to put links when you answer? Do you put links in your answers also?
When you answer, you can put links, but
yes.
You're not getting the SEO juice from those links.
Okay. So the
you're
juice
getting
is
the
coming
SEO juice. When you build your profile, you have an opportunity to enter links.
Okay. But they're coming from a pretty highly rated site, so that's going to naturally enhance your authority in some of the search engine's eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Highly relevant content.
Heather, can we move on to the fun stuff? This is all wonderful stuff, but the cool stuff is that you can You're bringing some bling out too.
Isn't that such a great word?
Yeah, it is.
I love bling. We are bringing out the bling. We are also launching something specifically for the real estate professional community called housingwidgets.com.
Okay.
What housingwidgets.com is, well, we call it, I wanted to call it blingforyourblog.com.
Yes.
But we thought that might be a little bit too narrow. And what it is it's a portal for real estate professionals to upload and find and share and review and rate real estate widgets and tools that you can put on your website or blog.
Outstanding.
What we found when we were building our own widgets was that there was just no central place to be able to go and find all of the real estate widgets and find out what's working, what's a good widget, what's not a good widget. So again, we wanted to build this community tool. It's not truly a branded. It's not a truly a product.
Right.
So I encourage everyone to go to housingwidgets.com, upload your favorite widgets, or find a new widget for your blog. If you do want to see Trulia widgets, we have a page for that as well, and that's at widgets.trulia.com. And then you'll see the four different widgets that we've actually built for real estate professionals.
Okay, let me step back to the housingwidgets.com.
Sure.
I'm on here, and I see the My Blog Log widget. I see the Meebo Blizzet widget and the Jaxter widget. So anybody who sees a widget, they can just bring it up and say, hey, here it is, and then people can actually rate it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People can provide comments. You can give it a star rating. You can ask questions. And frankly, this is for a specific community. You know, this is for real estate professionals who want to find good tools for their blog to, you know, whether it's help with lead conversion or help just with general bling or to help with, you know, providing more market data for the people on their blog. The new widget that we actually just built is called Trulia Stats.
Yes.
And what it does is allows you to pick any neighborhood or any city across the U.S. and get listing price information and volume information that you can put up on your blog on a graph.
Okay, let me walk you through the four. I'm going to have you walk us through the four widgets because not enough people know about all of them. The Trulia Stats is you just described. But I can also put on my website or blog a Trulia map. Is that correct?
That's true. If you have listings on Trulia,
yes.
We've got something called Trulia map. What that does, it looks just like a regular Trulia map. It has the green markers. You can click on the markers, and you get that same info window. And if someone wants more information, instead of sending them to Trulia, we actually just send them into your site.
Nice.
So it's a great-looking map. There are lots of examples of folks who've installed Trulia map on their sites. And it just makes for a better looking web page.
And HomeRoll, you've had, but I never noticed it before. HomeRoll tells all the newest listings that were added to Trulia.
Absolutely. So if you have a particular city,
yes,
that you're focused on, and you want on your blog to have kind of a rolling listing of all the newest stuff that's coming on the market, you can install HomeRoll on your website.
Wow, that's interesting. You are usurping all of the pioneers in online marketing who have said, I will send you all of the new listings on the MLS if you give me your email address. So I can pretty much usurp them and just say to people, don't get pestered by those nasty emails. Just come to my site and you'll see all the new stuff that's uploaded to Trulia.
I mean, well, Brian, we know that that listings information is becoming more and more available to individuals.
Yes.
We want to help agents and realtors and professionals and consumers by making that information more freely available. So this way, the HomeRoll is one example of doing that.
And the search box, the final, or it looks like the original widget that you had, what is the search box?
The search box is a very simple, standard Trulia search box.
Okay.
If you want to install it on your site, people can type in a city. It will take them to Trulia and to all of the relevant listings on the market, where they can then use all of the different tools that we have on the Trulia site.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be from my city. I can someone could come on in San Diego, but someone from Oklahoma could come on and search on my San Diego site, so to speak.
Absolutely, they could.
Okay. Interesting. Well, let's wrap it up with a little summary here. What we have coming out today or so, or tomorrow, because by the time we put this up, it'll be tomorrow, is the Trulia Voices. And the three ways that a real estate professional benefits is building a robust profile, participating and providing quality answers in the Trulia Voices, and what was the third one again?
The third one is setting up email alerts for yourself.
Correct.
So that you proactively get in your inbox the questions that you care about that you want to answer.
And then the other stuff that we have coming out are the both the housingwidget.com directory and the new widget, which is truly exciting, the Trulia Stats.
That's right. It's housingwidgets, plural.com. And you can find all the Trulia widgets on widgets.trulia.com.
Well, I'm sure you will have a very busy day on Friday. And I'm sure that you will have lots of emails. So we deeply appreciate you burning the midnight oil with me and participating in this podcast.
Ryan, not a problem. It's been fun. Thanks so much.
Okay, Heather.
Bye-bye.